You can go ahead and close your eyes down now. Just close those eyes down and begin breathing deeply and slowly. And before you let go completely, and allow yourself to go off into a deep, calm, hypnotic rest, just let yourself listen carefully to everything that I say to you. It's all going to happen automatically. So you don't need to think about that right now. And you'll need no conscious control over what happens, as those muscles in and around your eyes can be allowed to relax all by themselves as you just continue breathing easily and freely. Without thinking about it, you'll soon enter a deeper, peaceful, relaxed sort of situation, without any effort whatsoever. And there is nothing important for your conscious mind to do right now. Absolutely nothing whatsoever to do except to relax. There is nothing in this moment more important except the activities of your subconscious mind, and that can be just as automatic as dreaming. And you know how easily you can forget your dreams when you awaken, as you're already drifting into this relaxed state without noticing it. You've already altered that rate of breathing. Breathing much more easily and freely. And yet you'd not focused on that breathing except right at the beginning. And now you can really enjoy relaxing more and more, as your subconscious mind listens to each word I say, and it keeps becoming less important for you to consciously listen to my voice. Your subconscious mind can hear, even if I whisper. Now you're continuing to drift into a more detached state, as you examine privately, in your own mind, secrets, feelings, sensations, even behaviors you didn't know you had, while at the same time letting go completely. Your own mind is solving that challenge at your own pace, just as rapidly as it feels you are ready. You continue becoming more relaxed and comfortable, right there with your eyes comfortably closed, experiencing that deepening comfort right now, and you don't have to move or talk or let anything else bother you. Your own inner mind can respond automatically to the ideas I give, to everything I tell you, to the words that I speak to you. And you will be pleasantly surprised with your continual progress, as you're getting much closer now to a deeper hypnotic relaxation, and perhaps you're beginning to realize that you simply do not care whether you're going into a deep relaxation, as being in this peaceful state enables you to experience the comfort of that relaxation. A very enjoyable, pleasant, calm, peaceful, completely immersive experience, and it seems natural to include this kind of relaxation in your future. In fact, you'll always enjoy the sensations of comfort and calmness, and all of those sensations that come automatically from this wonderful experience, as you find yourself feeling a little happier that you've now discovered true relaxation, discovered that deep relaxation and all the many positive benefits that it can mean to you. Because you're learning something now about yourself. You're beginning to develop your own techniques of therapy without even knowing you're developing them. And you can have them as a surprise sooner or later, a very pleasant surprise, and you can take these feelings of relaxation and give them a location. I want you to imagine yourself in a location that you like very much. imagine yourself being in that place, the place you love to be in, indoors or outdoors, a comfy bed, way out in nature, maybe by a lake or in the ocean, walking through a forest or driving in your car, perhaps simply just sitting down. Maybe it's a warm summer's day, maybe it's a cool winter's evening, it doesn't matter. As you're continuing to relax even more now and you continue becoming more comfortable in this place, your own place, your own world, a situation you really enjoy being in. And you're going to find that anytime you want to spend just a few moments by yourself, relaxing, feeling very comfortable, calm, and enjoying yourself in this moment, you can automatically come back to this moment and come back to this feeling, the enjoyment that you're experiencing right now. You can bring yourself back into this world, this place, this time, anytime you like. And there are times when you will want this positive feeling. And so it's yours, whenever you want it. So for now, just continue enjoying this pleasant experience as your subconscious mind is receiving everything I tell you, absorbing the information, the ideas, the suggestions, and you can be pleased. By the way, you can automatically respond positively to these suggestions. As you continue to drift a little deeper, I'm going to be talking to you about ways of overcoming a fear of being judged. And I know this is something that's been bothering you for quite a while deep down. That fear of being judged by others. It can be a powerful, painful, and paralyzing force. The fear of other people's opinions can hold some people back from doing things in their life that they'd really like to do, or perhaps from showing the world who they truly are. In the past, you would worry about what other people thought of you. You were afraid they would judge you negatively. These other people could have been close family, friends, colleagues, even people you never knew. They could be those people who pass randomly on the street, give you a glance, or you encounter on the internet. Sometimes you may have been concerned that you might be judged about things over which you had no control. Perhaps an example being your race, your religion, physical appearance, age, family, or things that you'd done or not done in the past. Maybe you even judged yourself for having that fear. But if you worried about what other people thought, it just meant that you are human. For primitive people, survival depended upon being accepted by other members of the tribe. For safety, for shelter, for warmth, for comfort and food, if the rest of the tribe didn't accept them, they could throw someone out of the cave, out of the pack, into the wild. Modern society has evolved much faster than the human brain has developed. And we no longer need to be as afraid about what other people think of us. And you can build the inner resources that can make you a lot more resilient to being judged. And the secret to obtaining this resilience, it's simple. It's just a matter of self-belief. You have at your disposal one of the most powerful tools known to mankind, a subconscious mind. And your subconscious can do anything you want it to do, because you are in control. You're in control of your emotions, You control your reasoning. You control how you live your life. And your subconscious is here for you every second of that life. It's here to help. It's here to guide you on your journey through life. Your subconscious mind, it's the automatic part of you that most of the time you don't even notice. You aren't even aware that it's there. And this is what makes it so powerful. Your subconscious works in the background, looking out for you, keeping you safe in the best way that it knows how. And of course, it's here, and it will help you if you let it. Your subconscious mind can adjust to any situation. It can supply an answer to your needs. Your subconscious can work wonders. You just need to trust it and train it. The answer to why you're so afraid of being judged, it lies right there in your subconscious mind. Because this is where all memories and emotions are stored and processed. Perhaps something happened in childhood to make you think you weren't good enough. Most likely this fear developed due to several things. Because the human brain often worries about lots of things unnecessarily. So I want you to imagine now that you're going back in time. You are traveling back in time to when you were a child. But in this situation, you're floating above your school or your home in a bright coloured hot air balloon. And if you look down, you can see your old childhood house right down there below. You might even see your first school. And perhaps this brings a rush of memories flooding back into your mind. Now this balloon naturally wants to descend, but you want to stay up here in the air. So you find yourself sifting through these memories of the past to find any beliefs you may have had about not being good enough when you were a child. Perhaps you weren't chosen for a sports team. Perhaps your brain didn't rationalize that you were only a child with no training, and the reason you weren't chosen had nothing to do with not being good enough. There may have been other reasons. But all you remember is that in this situation, you thought you weren't good enough. But now you know that this was based on a false self-belief. It was based on someone else's opinion. And this may have happened many, many, many years ago. And so it shouldn't have an impact on you anymore. And now you realize that it's only you that's been holding on to these negative associations from the past. So taking a look around in this balloon now, you see the basket in this balloon is full of boxes. Empty boxes. Boxes that are also weighing it down. So I want you to take a memory of the past, a memory of a situation that caused some kind of negativity, that caused you to feel not good enough, not bright enough, not clever enough, not good enough looking, not good enough at sport, whatever it is. Take a memory and place it into a box. Close that box up and throw it over the side of the balloon. That's right, just tip it over. Find any bad memory of the past and imagine placing that memory into the box, closing the box and throwing it over the side. And as you do, you realize this balloon gets a little bit lighter because you're letting go of all this baggage that you're carrying. So I want you to think of another situation, and another situation, any situation, any time, any place, any situation, whatever happened that left you feeling judged, anything that left you feeling unworthy, not good enough, or even insecure, think of those moments, and I'll be quiet for the next moment or two, as you cycle through these memories of the past, identifying a memory, placing that memory into a box and throwing it over the side. Do it again and again with any memory that comes up. Place the memory into a box, tip it over the side. And I want you to do this with all of the negative emotions that come up. At any time in the past. It could be through your school years. If you went to college, it could be through those years. Any work that you've been through. All of these negative emotions that come up, place them into those boxes and throw them over the side. They don't need to affect your current life. So do this now, and I'll give you a few moments, and then I'll speak again. That's good. Now remember, we can return to this moment each time you listen and do this process. But for now, you can realize that all of that heavy baggage that you've been carrying around for so long, all of that negative memory, the negative tension, the negative emotion that's holding you down, you've thrown it all over the side. It's been placed into those boxes and thrown over the edge. So now you're free to soar high into the sky. And as you've removed those negatives from the past, you realize, you accept that this time is right. The time is right now for you to stop thinking about them in the present. Let's just rationalize that thought for a moment. If other people's brains judge you, they're just sentences in the heads coming from whatever they believe, but it doesn't make their beliefs true. Their sentences cannot harm you unless you believe them to be true, and you interpret them into thinking that there's something wrong with you. Most of the time, you have no idea what other people are thinking. You're just imagining what they are thinking, and that imagination was based from a negative place. So it isn't even their thoughts and judgments that you're afraid of. It's your own. And now you recognize this. You can turn another person's opinion into something that causes you pain or upset, but it's actually your own thoughts that are causing you to feel these negative emotions. Hurt, anger, sadness, embarrassment, sorrow, shame, guilt. You forgot that other people's thoughts do not create your emotions. Your emotions are created by your own thoughts. So what you were really afraid of was what you were telling yourself about what other people thought. And paradoxically, you now know that you get to choose what other people are thinking of you. When you observe those thoughts for what they really are, and when you understand why you have them, you recognize that they're simply remnants of a survival mechanism from your primitive brain. You now question the truth of those old thoughts, and you stop fearing your own emotions. You realize that other people's opinions of you, they're not threatening to you. So you're more willing now to put yourself out into the world, to take on challenges, to become motivated, to do what you want to do, to achieve things without the fear of being judged by anyone else. Worrying about what other people think is such a waste of your time, such a waste of energy. It could eventually stop you from doing anything at all. Instead of worrying, you could be focusing on yourself. Any fear or any emotional pain that you did feel was not really because of how other people judged or might judge you. Those feelings arose from how you used to judge yourself. And this applies to the present and the future. If someone has a negative thought about you, and you don't believe it, then it has no power whatsoever. If you have any doubts about something you've done, you'll be much more sensitive and concerned about what other people think. Your brain will use their judgment as evidence to strengthen any of your doubts or your negative thoughts that you were already thinking. So you now accept that it's your thoughts and not the other person's judgment that caused negative feelings within you. So now, you can appreciate and accept every single thing about you. Your self-confidence increases when you stop questioning yourself, when you rely on your own judgments, because you know that if others have negative thoughts or opinions about you, it doesn't matter anymore. It's your own approval that you need. You know that nothing makes you less than anyone else. You are already 100% you, exactly as you are. And you don't have to change anything about yourself to be good enough, because you're already there. So you no longer worry about what anyone else thinks. You decide what it is you want to do, how it is you want to feel, and this makes you feel good, plenty good enough. Just think about all areas of life you can now explore fully, no longer needing to hide parts of yourself or stress about anything, as you've already believed you're good enough no matter what. Amazing just as you are, and you can believe this. As your thoughts become crystal clear about what you think of yourself. You, the person you are today, the person you were yesterday, and the person you'll be tomorrow are enough. You are good enough. I want you to repeat the following words in your mind after I say them. I am enough. My judgment is crystal clear. I accept myself as the unique human being I am. Say these words to yourself whenever you need to, and believe in yourself. Accept yourself exactly as you are. There is so much more in the world to experience. And you're now ready to experience it, knowing that you're valued and worthy. And you can love and accept yourself right now exactly as you are. And accepting yourself as you are, it doesn't mean not being able to make changes in the present or the future. Because we are constantly evolving and changing beings, getting better day by day. And you may decide that there are certain aspects on which you wish to improve as you age. And if you do, that's fine. If you don't, it's also fine. This doesn't mean you won't want to change certain things in order to grow and become the new version of yourself in the future. It means you just don't need to change anything in order to be acceptable. If someone tells you what they're thinking about you, you get to choose how to interpret their thoughts. You get to choose whether their opinions are scary or threatening or something else, but at the end of the day, it doesn't affect you. No opinion or judgment that anyone else can have of you will ever hold you back. Remember, an overly critical person is often someone who has their own deep insecurities. They're projecting outwards what they feel on the inside. And you can't control another person's judgment, but you can control your reaction to it. And you can recognize that your fear of not being good enough was probably heightening your fear of judgment, previously allowing that fear to affect you. We're all human beings. We all make mistakes. Everyone has quirks. And when you can accept those tiny imperfections that make us all unique, and come to terms with any flaws that make us all different, you can accept that they are a part of you. If someone's trying to be unpleasant to you, you can bet they are probably like that with other people. And now that you've accepted any little imperfections of your own, and not afraid to show them, if mistakes are made, you recognize that practice makes perfect. Mistakes turn into feedback. They allow you to grow and get better. So now you can feel really proud of yourself. You already know that you're valued. You accept that you're worthy. And you can respect yourself now. This is your new way of thinking and feeling. And these suggestions are firmly embedded in your subconscious mind now, and they'll remain and stay with you, getting stronger and stronger with each day that goes by. Stronger by the hour, the minute, every single second. So I'm going to now count from 1 to 5, and then you can open those eyes and return to being fully weighed, fully awake, fully wide awake and conscious. So let's come back all the way in 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Eyes open, wide awake. Take a nice deep breath. Have a stretch if you want. Welcome back.